ہمارے مہمان مقرر حضرت مولانا فضل حسن صاحب مد ذلہ العالی جو سیاٹل سے تشریف لائے ہیں، وہاں مسجد کے سیاٹل میں بلوی میں جو مسجد ہے اس کے امام اور خطیب اور دارالعلوم الاسلامیہ کے استاذ تفسیر، اور ہمارے اس ادارے کے انتہائی مخلص محب اور معاون، اللہ ان کو جزائے خیر دے، ہمارے مفتی صاحب مد ذلہ العالی سے بے انتہا تعلق اور محبت کرنے والے، انشاءاللہ ان کا بیان ہوگا.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ماشاء اللہ. Somebody greets loud, you should greet louder. Don't become, you know, too busy and greet softly. وإذا قلت من قلت فحي بأحسن من أول الدعاء. جزاك الله خير. الحمد لله. إن شاء الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسول محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders and friends, علماء كرام، حضرت مولانا مفتی صاحب، under whose command we had to present ourselves today a few days ago, about 10-12 days ago, probably 2 weeks. He called one day and he said, we're having a Sira Jalsa and we would like you to be present. I said, Hazrat, we have so many ulama in Chicago, what do you need us for? He said, no, you have to be here. So I said, well, if you command us, we have to be there, what can we do? Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair for holding us in such high esteem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us what people think of us. And it's been a pleasure being here in Alhamdulillah in the Rahmatul Alam Foundation, which is a foundation for the whole of America, and I would say for many parts of the world also, especially for us in the western coast of America, there in the northwest, that always referring to Sharia Board of America, Alhamdulillah, whenever for any announcements, moon sightings and everything, and always keeping in touch. This is a place for us where we look up to, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it kind all the time, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take it from strength to strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakah in Hazrat's life, inshallah, in all his efforts and all those that are giving khidmat to this place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of them. As, mashallah, you have heard from Hazrat Mufti Sahib Daman Barakatum Ahmad Mujib Sahib, with regard to the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't know where to start and you don't know where to end and what to speak about. So beautifully it has been said with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Hassan bin Thabit also: wa ahsana minka lam talaqqat ayni wa ajmalu minka lam talid nisa'u khuliqta mubarra min kulli aibin ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. The more handsome, more beautiful than you, no woman, no eye has ever seen, no woman has given birth to a baby or to a child more beautiful than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was very hard on the mushrikeen when they used to hear this composition of Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they used to hear it from him, that Ya Rasulullah, you have been created free from all blemishes, all faults, as though you have been created the way you so yourself desired, subhanAllah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired one of our pious predecessors many years after that, you know, Sheikh Sadi rahmatullahi, when he composed بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَتْ دُجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. He was inspired to write this in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يعني بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ. What was the kamal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And when, where, what? We can, his kamal was such that we cannot even comprehend the kamal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that kamal of his, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to such height where no Nabi had gone also. And all the darkness in there of the beauty of Rasulullah. Wallahi, Sahaba used to come, the Kuffar used to come, they used to just see the beautiful appearance of Rasulullah, the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah, and he would just accept Islam. بجمال جزء جمال حسنات جميع خصال every خصلتي every characteristic every quality of his is حسين is beautiful. You can talk for hours and hours and days and days, and you can write volumes and volumes like how people have written, and you will not come to an end also. And he compiled it, and he did not know how to complete this shair or the shair of his, you see. And for days he was now in that state, perturbed state. Well, how should I complete it? And then Rasulullah says, when he comes in his deen, said, "Ya, Sahabi, what is bothering you? What is wrong with you?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I compose this in prayer. I don't know how to end it. Just very simple. Just sallu alayhi wa alayhi. Sallu alayhi wa alayhi." So he also said salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a lot of the youngsters will call forward, all the students in it. So mostly my address will be to them also, because they will call forward. I don't even understand English. But nevertheless, youngsters, MashaAllah, you see about 4,500 years ago, Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua. You know, Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, he made a dua there. And one of the duas, he made three duas. One for acceptance, one was that Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast, me and my family also. Rabbana wa al-Anna, Muslimin lak wa min dhuriyatina ummata muslimatan lak. And then the third one, he made Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasula minhum. Oh Allah, from these people, you bring somebody out from them. Somebody who will teach the mankind and humanity. You will recite the kitab, you will teach them, and you will purify them, and you will cleanse them also, subhanAllah. And that dua came into manifested after how many years? After how many years? Over about 4,500 years after that. Because from Ibrahim alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam was about 1,200 years. From Musa alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam was 1,800 years. From Isa alayhi salam to Rasulullah was 670. So you told me that was comes around that much. So that dua manifested itself after so many years, Allah Ta'ala accepted that dua. And the manifestation of the dua was the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's like sometimes, you know, you say, "Baba, I want this. Yeah, I want this bicycle. I want this watch. I want this, you know, this iPhone." And then, "Yeah, okay, it's better. Okay, better, better." He tell you, "Now, not now, maybe one day, all of a sudden, maybe you finish your Hizya Quran, mashallah, or something." And then he brings it. So sometime later, whatever the father hears, you see, that's what Rasulullah said, when you make your dua, he never gets rejected. Somewhere along the line, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Either he gives it to you immediately, or either he gives it to you later on, or he will show for you in Akhirah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam dua was answered after how many years? You see, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We brought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time when there was so much darkness. When people were far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected, you know, youngsters and all the others also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the favor upon the mu'mineen, and not only upon the mu'mineen, upon all mankind. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Such a teacher we will never see. Such a teacher will never be producer. Such a guide, never again, the humanity will ever see." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the best of all. One day the Sahaba were all sitting in the Masjid al-Nabawi, and they were discussing. And one was saying that, "No, Adam alayhi salam is the best of all human beings." Because why? Allah ta'ala chose him. Allah chose him to be the first of mankind human beings. Someone said, "No, it can never be. It must be Nuh alayhi salam, because he was given a very long lifespan. So he must be the chosen one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So someone said, "No, it can never be Nuh alayhi salam. It must be Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he was the friend of Allah. Allah made him the Khalil. Allah did not make anybody else a Khalil." Then some other sahabi said, "No, it cannot be Ibrahim also. It must be Musa, because the only one that Allah ta'ala communicated with was Musa alayhi salam." Then someone said, "No, come with Musa, must be Isa alayhi salam, that why? Wa the ruhat Allah, the spirit of Allah, and the word of Allah also." And just at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to come in Masjid al-Nabawi, and he heard something that we were discussing. And he came to the sahaba and said, "What were you people discussing?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, we were discussing with regard to who is the most beloved in Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala."
Some of us said Adam because he was the first one to be created. In Allah astafa Adam, Allah chose Adam alayhi salam. Some of us said it was he because he was given a very long lifespan. Some of us said Ibrahim, Allah takhala Allah Ibrahim khalila, Allah made Ibrahim the khalil. Some of us said no, Musa because kallama Allah Musa taklima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam. And some of us said it was when Isa alayhi salam, wa kalima, you know, the kalima and the ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spirit of Allah, to Rasulullah s.a.w. Hold on. Whatever you listen, I am the Habibullah. I am the most beloved of Allah. I am the most beloved of Allah. It is for me, and I am saying that without any fakhr, Rasulullah said. Wala fakhr. I am not boasting. Allah has made me the Habib. Allah made me a Nabi while Adam alayhi salam was still between the clay and water. Then on my routine. While Adam alayhi salam was still between water and clay, my respectable. And all my Sahaba remember this, that each and every one of them, each and every from, you know, from Adam or Tamasawa, Adam and all of you, they were all under the Tahta Liwa'i, they would be under my banner on the day of Qiyamah. That I will be the first one, what I suffer, anyway, that's what I'm saying. And I will be the first one who will be taken out of the cover also. Well, I suffer, and I'm not boasting about it. And remember all my Sahaba, that I will be the first one for whom you will be knocked upon. For whom you will be knocked upon on the heavens also, the doors of Jannah also. And I'm not boasting about it. And so it will be for me, that the doors of Jannah will open first. Nobody else, not even for Musa, not even for Ibrahim alayhi salam or Isa, anybody will be for me. And I will be the first one to enter Jannah also, subhanAllah. So we are the ummah of that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much we must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala gave us Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. What darkness, in what depth of darkness the human being was, we cannot even fathom, we cannot even understand, my respected brothers. The Rasulullah was sent to such a people that were far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he transformed them in a short span of time into guiding stars. Wherever these people were, they implemented in their lives the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the a'mal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they took with them the mu'amalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They took with them the mu'asharat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mu'asharat of Medina Munawwara, my respected brothers. And people started getting attracted towards the deen of Islam. All they did and all they said were to the people, kunu mislana, become like us, become like us. Because why? They had the greatest teacher, they had the greatest educator, they had the greatest master, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Really, like you have said, you don't know where to begin, what where to end, and when, on what topic of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What aspect of his life, that's your, you know, Jesus Peter. Jamil Khisali, Hasanat Jamil Khisali. If you look at his ibadah, my respected brothers, there wasn't anyone else who did more ibadah than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was he Fahd ibn Yaman? He said, one day I tried to stay behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he read Baqarah. And I thought he'd finish Baqarah and he'd go into this thing. You know, he made Ruku and Sajda. And then he carried on with Nisa. And then after doing Nisa, he did Ali Imran. And after Ali Imran, he went to Ma'ilah again. He carried on and carried on and carried on. This was our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal muzawwirukum illayla illa qaleelan nisfahu aw inqus minhu qaleela aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'an tartila. And you also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is showing us the connection between Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love that Allah ta'ala has for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know the highest esteem of Rasulullah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever address him by his name. Never address Rasulullah by his name. Yes, Dawud, Ya Dawud, Inna Ja'alnaka. Ya Dawud, Ya Sulaiman, Ya Isa, Ya Musa, Ya Sulaiman, others, Ya Ibrahim. All the other Nabi's addressed by his name. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not once in the Quran did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address him by his name. But either by his title, or the day, you know, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, or Ya Ayyuhal Muddassim. We have heard of this, mashallah. I'm just telling you, our kids understand also, that how they must inculcate the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they are our future. They are going to go to the schools, they are going to go to the university, in Qayyum, Madrasa, whatever. They are going to mix with the people out there. We are here today, tomorrow we're going to be in the Qadr, we'll be gone. But our children, our youth, we need to educate them, we need to train them also. Well, this is what is happening. They don't come to us, they can't change us. They work and they make effort on our youth and our youngsters. Today, like our youngsters and our youth, they don't speak about Allah. They don't speak about Allah. What they speak of? They speak about Mother Nature. So our children are speaking about Mother Nature now also. They are taking away the iman of our children, they are taking away the aqidah of our children also. Slowly, very, very suddenly. Very, very, very subtly they are taking. And we don't even know this, my respected brothers. And slowly, slowly they make an attack on the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, they attack the character, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our children and our youngsters need to be prepared. We need to teach them, we need to talk to them also. They need to be the same when they go out there tomorrow. They must be equipped also, subhanAllah. So they don't become influenced by the ways of other people. Or the ways of their, you know, their prophets. Alhamdulillah, we have iman in Isa alayhi salam. We believe there was Nabi. We believe in Musa alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah. Part of the religion, we have to believe. But they will say, you know, Jesus did this, and Moses did this, and this, and that. And this is what your prophet did, you see. They will be trying to look for all the negative points. So our children have to be very, very careful with regard to those next. So this was our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, addressed him. And the difference is the ibadat of Allah, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much ibadat he made? That it came to a point that his wife had to say to him, that why are you stressing yourself too much? Why are you putting yourself too much, so much difficulty? يَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَمِّكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your sins, past and future, when you're making my own beloved Nabi. Why must you take too much stress and strain yourself? أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a slave who is grateful to Allah? When was it when Rasulullah said, did not remember Allah? He always remembered Allah. He always worshipped Allah. Although, the angels came to him. Either you want to be a Nabi, or you know, who is an Abd, or you want to be a Nabi who is a kingdom also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the choice to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to be a prophet, with kingdom, you can have that also. And if you want to be a prophet, be a servant of Allah, then it's your choice also. Rasulullah looked at Jibreel Amin, and Jibreel Amin made Ishara to this. So he chose to be a prophet, a Nabi and Abd. A Nabi that is an Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi layla min al masjid al haram. The greatest servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the choice also. So this was the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To such an extent, my respected brothers, as we know, that his feet used to get swollen also. His feet used to get swollen. But yet at the same time, this was what made him so happy. He found contentment in there. Coolness of his eyes was in there when he stood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it was for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, half the night, 1/3 of the night, 1/4 of the night, 3/4 of the night. That was his coolness. Not like us, we get our eyes are cool, mashallah, when we see the million there. Or when you see, now I realize my American dream now, you see. Or my child has become, my son has become a doctor, or he's become an engineer, or my daughter is just, then only our eyes, mashallah, alhamdulillah. No, the coolness of his eyes was in salah, was in ibadat. So that was the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was his akhlaq, subhanAllah? And the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like you heard our eldest son of Muhammad, kana khuluqu al-Qur'an, his character was the Qur'an. Then we came to Aisha radiallahu anha and asked, what was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Those students who were zealous, who were enthusiastic about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to ask her, that what was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you explain to us? So she said, don't you ever study the Qur'an. Whatever you will find in the Qur'an, you will find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we profess to be the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But are we implementing the teaching of the Qur'an in our lives? Are we implementing the teaching of the Qur'an in the lives of our youngsters? What will be our future leaders? So the seerah jalsa, not just to listen about the seerah jalsa, mashallah, mashallah, very good person. It's for us to take lesson. It's for us to take some heed now. The 1500 years ago, 1500 years now, it's passed 1400 years, yet Rasulullah's name will always be taken. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my beloved, wherever my name will be taken, your name will be taken. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua, وَاجْعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Oh Allah, you make my remembrance in the letter part a good one. Whereas with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala said, oh my beloved, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We will elevate your dhikr. Wherever the name of Allah is taken, Rasulullah said, your name will be taken. Look in our own Quran. Wherever Allah tells you, Atiya Allah, your enemy gets by Atiya Rasul. Never in the Quran will you find Ita Allah wa Ta'ala Ita Rasul. And part of the Shahada, then we have to take the name of, we have to Shahada of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wherever Rasulullah's name will be taken, Rasulullah said. And wherever Allah is disobeyed, and the disobedience of Rasulullah. وَمَنْ يَعْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Today we know that we take the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW is very lightly. And the tradition, the ways of Rasulullah SAW, we think is very, very significant. But it's very great in the very, very, very precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers. So this was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where people were influenced by the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, there was a little girl in Medina. You know, the little girl, Amatu min Anaillah. You know, she would come to Masjid Nawawi Samita. And she would take the hand of Rasulullah SAW, and she would start walking with Rasulullah SAW. And Rasulullah SAW, you might even say, he would walk with her. He would walk with her to where she traveled to Rasulullah SAW. One day Rasulullah SAW received some nice fine cloth. And he called Umme Khalid. Umme Khalid was a young girl, but his name was Umme Khalid. And he called her and he asked her, Umme Khalid, come. And he gave her the cloth. And he said, wear it and use it. Wear it and you make it record. In other words, bend it or bend it or bend it. Just keep on wearing it until you finish it up. And he said, Umme Khalid is a very beautiful woman. He has very, very beautiful, you know, trimmings and a brother also. You know, the Habashi Nasir in Sadama. They're very beautiful. And after she got it, she started playing with Rasulullah SAW, especially with the seal of the Quran, the seal of Rasulullah SAW, the back of Rasulullah SAW. She started playing around, fiddling with it. And Rasulullah did not turn around. And the father is shouting her, that what are you doing? How dare you disrespect Rasulullah SAW? And Rasulullah said, Dawah, leave her alone. Leave her alone. SubhanAllah. This was the akhlaq of Rasulullah SAW. Person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I need some sheep. I need some for my... He said, whatever you see between those two mountains, take everything and go. And when a man goes back, he says, oh people, accept Islam. When I come from a man who never fears poverty. Allahu Akbar. Accept Muhammad as a messenger because he doesn't fear poverty. SubhanAllah. This was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Khalid bin Walid was the scourge of Medina. Khalid bin Walid was the scourge of Medina. There wasn't a home in Medina that did not cry because of Khalid bin Walid after Uhud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so much at the death of his uncle Hamza that never before and never after did he cry so much. Sahaba say. But yet he was a scourge. Well, he was through his, you know, acumen and his tactics and his leadership that the Muslims suffered defeat. But when he saw the opening and he attacked from that side, and how many Muslims lost their lives, and how many, you know, women became widows in Medina Munawwara, and how many homes were crying because of their lost ones, deceased. So he was like the scourge of Medina. But yet after this thing, in the seventh year of Hijrah, whatever, you know, after when he comes to accept Islam, and Rasul is warning his son, Khalid is coming, don't you dare do anything. And yet when he comes, Rasul takes his own chadar, he takes his own cloth, he puts his Khalid sit down. This is what you call فَيُغَيِّهُ بِيَدِهِ. That you change a person's heart with your hand also. But your akhlaq, even though he's your enemy. This was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his mu'amala, Allahu Akbar. As we know, the mu'amalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that one day he performed salah. One day he performed salah, immediately after salah he got up and he went to resist it, which was unusual for sahaba. The Rasul always makes some tasbih or dhikr or whatever it is, or he will speak to the sahaba. But this, immediately after salah, he went back, he went just in, did, and he came back after one. The sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what was the hari for today? He said, I remember there was one piece of gold or something that was left behind of sadaqah, I had to give it. I did not want it to remain in my heart at the night. This was the akhlaq, this was the muamalat of Rasul. But what was not his, what did not belong to him, what was the for the people, he needed to go out for the people, subhanAllah. He didn't want to worry about himself. He did not worry about himself. Whenever the things came also, he gave the sahaba first. He gave them also. No, he did not even to worry about his own daughter. He did not even prefer his own daughter. Though the daughter came to request some help for the house. But when she saw the fire burning, she went away. And the Rasulullah realized that Fatima had come, and then he went to her after. He said, Fatima, what did you come for? Or you know the story where Ali had sent her on the distance, Ali Raja Rab, they didn't ask her, look at yourself, you are tired in yourself, look at the marks on the distance, your clothes are always dusty, you are gone this thing, you know. Well, get some help, get some, you know, slave or whatever. Well, many of them have come now, but father would you want to make it easier for you also. And you know what she didn't see. And then when she, you know, Rasulullah asked her, my daughter, what did you come for? She didn't speak. You know, and then Ali radiallahu anhu had to say, Ya Rasulullah, I sent her for this reason. And then what did he just say? What did he tell his daughter? What did he give his daughter? He tell his daughter, come, I give you 100,000 dinar. Come, I give you so many. He said, what did he taught her? He Allah, you know, he taught her a dua, and he told her to give a tasbih of Fatimi and all that Allah will give us. This was the muamalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He always gave the rights of other people. He always preferred other people, and he was fair in everything. There wasn't anything where they could point a finger to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1400 years today, and ask them if they can point a finger, they will not be able to point anything on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All their leaders, the moment they leave your position or they are out in front, they finish your time, and then you see the faults coming on. Oh, this one got a love child here. This one has got this one here. This one did this and this one did this. All this, you smear campaign and the character assassination takes place. But can they ever, even if they try to assassinate the character of Rasulullah, they cannot. The Mufti Sahib was saying, Allah Ta'ala has made his name Muhammad, the most praised. But after all these years, even the own people were still putting number one. Because of the influence he had on mankind. And the whole universe, my respected brothers. So that was the muamalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The muasharat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. Was such, the muasharat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where people could walk about freely also. It was the muasharat, the social life of such, of justice also. It was on equality also. It was on equality, where everybody felt, you know, respected, and everybody felt, you know, that, you know, that they had, they worth something also. This was the muasharat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was all haya in them. There was no immorality. He made such an effort to wipe out all immorality, and he brought haya in a nation that was bihaya at one time. It was bihaya at one time, you know, brought such haya in them, Allahu Akbar, that you cannot even fathom, my respected brothers. And hundreds of years, you know, years after that, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was going with his, you know, through a group of people, and they came to the hammams, and the factors and the reward at the time when you go in the hammam, you know this, the public baths they have, the steam baths. You know, you might find some of the countries, Turkey and Morocco and so forth nowadays. So people used to go bath in there, but the reward and customers, you have to take all your clothes off. But the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do not expose your, you know, the bottom part of your body. You should not take it off. The izar especially in this. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal did not take it off. He did not take it off. Just adhering to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam. Just adhering to one thing. Look at the mu'ashara, what amana and all that this is. Their daddy gets a dream. That, Ahmad, Rasulullah sallam, that, oh Ahmad, because you adhere to one sunnah of mine, one instruction of mine, I will make an imam of the people, subhanAllah. This was the muasha that Rasulullah SAW created in Israel. That even Umar, like you heard, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him to the end where he could. He led a nation for years with such justice also. That he's the only old people, when people told, you know, some of them say Umar accepted Islam. What? Umar accepted Islam, I can never believe. If he don't accept Islam, yes, I believe, but not Umar. This was Umar radiallahu. This was Rasulullah SAW is doing. This was the fikr and the worry of Rasulullah SAW. There is mu'ashara to also be respectful. And they all came to believe the imaniyat was such in one Allah. In one Allah, that Allah is the doer, Allah is the creator, Allah is the nourisher. Allah. The respect, honor, and dignity is from Allah. Our riches and fame and everything is from Allah subhanahu. We have to please that one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they were believing in 360 years came to believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah SAW left them in that, and they took this message by respect to her. This was this was what they had derived from Rasulullah SAW, taken from the life of Rasulullah, every aspect, from his ibadah they took also, from his akhlaq they took, subhanallah. When you won't find a person, you know, after Rasulullah SAW, better than Abu Bakr. Look at the qualities of Abu Bakr, and look at the qualities of Rasulullah SAW, it was like one. Well, Abu Bakr was, you know, when he was about to migrate to Habasha also, and when Ibn Daghina had given him the guarantee also, the words that he used, you know, for describing Abu Bakr was similar to the words that Khadija radiallahu ta'ala used to describe Rasulullah SAW. When he told, I'm going to be destroyed, he said, no, Allah can never destroy a person like you, who seems to show you of the poor, who takes care of the rest of the week, you know, is earning for the other, carrying the loaf for Allah will never destroy you. And same thing, Ibn Daghina used the same, so, you know, similar to the words to describe the qualities and the beauty of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So, this was what they took from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect to us. Inshallah, some people are getting tired. So my respect to us and elders, subhanallah, you know, it is encouraging that we have such programs, alhamdulillah, that Sira program to bring in us, to remind us about the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, and the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, you know, we talk about the Sira of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but at the same time, we have the Surah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, people want to speak about the Sira, but very few want to adopt the Surah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah ta'ala was so happy with the Surah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so happy with the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's appearance was the appearance of the malaika also, you see. Those malaika that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, if we inculcate the Surah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala will become happy with us. The Sahaba, they inculcated the Surah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They adopted the seerah in their lives, they practiced upon it, and at the same time, the outer appearance of themselves, they adopted the Surah, the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way Rasulullah dressed, that is the way he dressed. The way he kept his beard, that is the way he kept his beard. The way he tied his turban, that is the way they tied his turban. The way he made miswak, that is the way they were going to make miswak. Not only that, the way wherever he stopped also, they were going to stop. Wherever Rasulullah did, they wanted to do also. So if we, our youngsters in the future also, inshallah, will adopt the appearance of Rasulullah says, in the colleges and in the universities of this one, Allah Ta'ala will elevate them. Allah will give them respect, honor, dinner in this world, and in the year after is guaranteed. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be shy to adorn the sunnah of Rasulullah, the appearance of Rasulullah. Wallah, there is izzah and there is respect. People will respect you. People will respect you, and besides that, Allah will protect you from a lot of fitness, from thousands of fitness. Allah will, this was the Surah of Rasulullah, the Surah of the Allah Ta'ala has put some rub in there. Allah Ta'ala has put something in there which will play, you know, rub in the hearts of the people also. Selflessly. So nobody will even come with this, will be a means of the protection of your iman also, my respectable. In this time and age, when people are leaving the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied many years ago, a time will come when people will give, you know, Amr bin Ma'ruf, you know, where they will command that which is prohibited, and they will reject, They were dislike which is correct also. But you do a dislike which is correct also. And we are seeing those signs in front of us. We are seeing those signs in front. But let us not forget, we always talk about the birth of Rasulullah son in the month of Rabiul Awwal and so forth. You know that when he was born, that the fires that were burning for centuries were extinguished just by the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the nur that was, you know, emanating from his mother also when she had given the birth, or even while carrying him also. Not only that, even the father of Abdullah, the nur of his, was in his back. While he was walking also. Was in his back. While he was walking, then he was one of the women of Makkah trying to propose for him. They say it was a cousin of Waraka bin Nawfal, or his sister, whoever it is, she tried to propose and he refused. But after when he got married to Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Rasulullah SAW, and when he had, you know, had relations with her, and he had transferred the nur into her, and then she did, you know, he did not, he got that move from his spine, from his back, you know. And then when he went to propose for a woman, she said, no, I don't want you now. As I said, the Malaysians, I don't want you now. Why not? Because at that time you were carrying something that was illuminating, I don't see that in you anymore. So therefore, we always speak about that aspect of Rasulullah. But do we ever speak of the life of Rasulullah when he was leaving this world, my respected brothers? When he was leaving this world, Rabiul Awwal, everybody speaks about his birth, but in Rabiul Awwal was the time when Rasulullah left this world also. It was a time when Rasulullah could hardly walk, but yet at that time when he could not even walk properly, he always made a point of performing his salat as Jama'ah. He would always cling and lean on to two Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, sometimes Usama bin Zayd, or Ali radiallahu anhu, whoever it is, just to see that he was performing salat as Jama'ah. Are we performing salat as Jama'ah or five times salat as Jama'ah? Let us question ourselves, my respected brothers. Are we inculcating it in our children, in our youth, in our future progeny, my respect? So we have to understand that the Rasulullah did not even leave salat, it was Jama'ah in that state of his. How can I just forgo Jama'ah? How can I not even leave salat also intentionally? How unhappy and you know how angry Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become with me if I leave the salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj, one and only Hajj, and then he came back to Medina. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a few ayahs, and then you revealed the final surah, إِلَى جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. About 50 days were left. After that, 50 days prior to the death. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the last ayah. The last ayah, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Fear the day when you will be returned to your Allah. Each and every one of us will return to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ. Every soul will be given in full on that day. And you will not be shown, you will not be dealt unjustly on that day. There was a final verse that was revealed to Rasulullah SAW. According to some narration, now for 15 days, no wahi was coming. So in other words, Jibreel Amin was not coming. Jibreel Amin was like a friend to Rasulullah, like a brother to Rasulullah SAW. Rasulullah had not seen him for 15 days. And yet Israel, when Malikul Maud comes and he knocks on the door of Rasulullah SAW. And Fatima radiallahu anha was tending to her sick father, said that who is this person coming to bother my father at that time, at this time of the day? And the father said, oh, Fatima, do you know who that is? That is the one who doesn't seek permission from anyone, but he's seeking permission today. He is the one who is the destroyer of all pleasures, Hazim al-Lazad. And then she realizes Malikul Maud, and then she, oh my father, oh my father. And then Malikul Maud comes in, Israel, alayhi salam comes in, and he said, Allah has commanded me that you have the choice, Ya Rasulullah. You have a choice, either today or whenever. Some other time, I'll be delayed, no problem. So Rasulullah SAW asked, he said, where do you live, Jibreel, my friend? And then Jibreel Amin came. Allah Akbar. And he said, Jibreel, no. What was Rasulullah's worry and concern? Was it for his daughter Fatima? Was it for his grandchildren Hussein? Was it for his other wives? What was going to happen to them? And how we worried? If I don't have my bank balance, if I don't have my home, if my son doesn't become a doctor, if my daughter doesn't become an engineer, how is he going to survive? واجب غير العبادة. وقال ولي انت انسان برسول ياسم او جبرايل what is going to be the condition of my ummah on the day of qiyamah. My ummah جبرايل. جبرايل امين said يا رسول الله Allah will not humiliate you what they got to your ummah on the day of qiyamah. الله اكبر. In some narrations it comes when Israel was taking the ruh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you know the ruh is taken from the right toe, and then he's coming up, the pain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is experiencing, comes to the knees and everything, he says, Israel, what is this I'm experiencing? He says, Ya Nabi Allah, this is the pain that each and everyone has to go undergo. If each and everyone has to undergo this pain, well Israel, if that is the case, then all the pain that my ummah is going to experience, give it to me, let them not suffer. This is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who worries so much about you and me, who cries so much about you and me, and today we forget his seerah and we forget his surah also, my respectables. That we will just discard the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will discard the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mashallah, once a year we will study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or one night in a year, 27 nights of Ramadan, or whatever it is, the Qadr or Shabir, Barad or whatever, mashallah, just come to a masjid, but five times a day, when a musalli say, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, when our ears are deaf, then we don't know what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that salah, in salah is your success, in salah is your izzah, in salah is your respect. Allah yuhasabu bil'ardu ba'yawm al-ba'yawm al-ba'd al-iman, as-salah. That the first thing you will be questioned was on the day of Qiyamah after iman, whether your salah, fa'in salah al-salah al-sari wa amali, wa'in fasal al-fasal al-sari wa amali. If your salah is incorrect, all your other amal will be correct, all your other actions. But if your salah is incorrect, then all possibility of all your other amal will be incorrect also. The most important fundamental pillar of Islam after this thing, after Imam, my respectable. And today, which was the coolness of Rasulullah's advice, Musa alayhi salam asked, Ya Allah, O Allah, have you honored anyone else besides me in the way that we communicate? Like how we have conversation, Ya Allah, have you honored anyone else? Allah Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, Musa, when you and I communicate, there are 20,000 veins between us, 70,000 veins between us. But I don't know that he's going to come. When they were standing in front of me, I will remove those 70,000 veils. And that is the ummah of Rasulullah. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What faith are we going to show Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? When we just discard the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When on the day of Qiyamah, then even great people say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were my followers. They were my followers. Where are you taking them? You will take them to Jahannam. Where are you taking your followers? Yes, they were your followers. But when you left this world, they discarded your ways, they left your teachings, and they indulged themselves in other things. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, take them away then. How are we going to stand in front of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And this is why we have this Seerah Jalsa Management. And this is why we have institutions like this, Sharia Board, Rahmati Alam Foundation, is to keep that fire burning, to keep that light burning for all the Muslims throughout the whole world. That's just one aspect of the ibadah. But then you say, when we eat haram, this affects our whole, all our amans and everything. We have said they say that afterwards it will affect our aqidah, and our iman also. So it's imperative that institutions like this, that we support it, and we look after it, we nurture it, and we be part of it, because it's for us and for our future progeny also. If you go to South Africa today and listen from Saudi Arabia, it's very simple. Everybody wants to know the Sunday Jamiyah. Allah Ta'ala makes it so easy like that for all those things. So today this session can be a means for subhanAllah for the whole of America. Generally, people are calling for all, but it can go from strength to strength also, subhanAllah. If we all play our part, we give our dua to it and our support to it, inshallah, Allah subhanAllah can make it in heaven. Allah Ta'ala can give us interview from strength to strength. Allah bless all those, Allah reward all those, Allah accept all those, who are giving khidmat to this faith. وما علينا إلا بلاغ. جزاك الله خير.